Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. My name is Brandon Jenkins. I'm with Air System Service and Construction. And I'm with my lovely co-host, Candace Moore, with JB Bostic. What's up, Candace? How are you?
Hey, everyone. Happy New Year. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm doing a dry. I wish I could drink. I've willpower, God damn it.
Willpower or stupidity? Come
on. If you ask me, I'm going to say willpower.
Good for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know,
of course.
It's not easy.
All the other people out there doing dry January.
Yes.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Chris, good luck.
Chris and Candace will have one for you. Trust me.
They sure will.
And shout out to the Bubba member who donated today's wine.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Thank
Leftover
you.
Stock. It gets used wisely here. Trust me.
It sure does.
So here we are, Candace, Bridge CRE, episode 20.
I love it.
Start of the new year.
On episode 20, we're going to pick up right where we left off.
Yeah, we've been gone for a while.
We sure have. Obviously, the world has made some changes, and we did as well. So we apologize for the inconvenience that we didn't supply any of these episodes for quite some time. But obviously, we're back in the office, and don't worry, we all have masks on and we're 6 feet apart. We're doing our social distancing, so we're good to go on that.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it was kind of a hard thing for us. I mean, to tell you the truth, I was actually trying to push this podcast through when the epidemic was taking place. But it was hard to do because you didn't know where people were thinking and if they wanted to come in contact with people. And so, I mean, for us, it was just the best decision to kind of
hold off, not do anything until
we got to a certain point.
Yeah, and as Bridge CRE, we actually, you know, thought about doing the Zooms and whatnot, but obviously majority of you guys are already on Zoom, and a podcast is more just listening to us talk, and we need guests here to, support our organization as well as the building being open. So
yeah,
we had a
absolutely.
Little bit of hold back, but here we are again. Welcome back.
We're ready.
Happy New Year, and we
2021.
Are ready to introduce our guest for today.
Yeah.
We're super excited to have him here.
Woo!
The man, the myth, the legend.
That's right, Bigfoot.
Christopher Marino, Vice President of Air Systems Service and Construction. Welcome to Bridge CRE, sir.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that, Brandon, Candace.
Absolutely.
I do appreciate being here.
It only took 20 episodes for me to, like, is this...
Come on! Isn't this so cool?
And I'm pretty sure I gave him my resume when he first talked about doing episode one. And I said, it might be a good idea to bring me on, but that's okay.
To tell you the truth, Chris, it's a perfect time to bring you on to jumpstart back 2021 and to kind of get back where we were. So I think it's a perfect candidate for a perfect year.
Start us off strong.
If you're not going to enjoy this episode, then hey, I don't know what to tell you.
That's right,
you can hit pause and stop now, but we advise you to stay.
You might be brain dead or have COVID.
ruthless.
All right, Chris. So we just have a couple questions for you. We always like to let our listeners listen in on what our thoughts are and what your thoughts are. And we'll kind of just go back and forth. So first one, obviously, is what type of business is Air Systems Service and Construction for the people who don't know out there? And how long have you guys been in business as well as commercial real estate, the industry?
Yes. Okay. So we started out 25 years ago as Air Systems of Sacramento, a sister company to Air Systems of San Jose, no longer. That ended a long time ago.
Yeah.
But we started off as a full service design, build, plumbing, controls, contractor, and of course service. And over the past 25 years, we've morphed into a full service design, build, service, construction, controls company like we were before, just staying in our lane, getting really good at doing what we do and delivering a good product to our clients. And over the past 25 years, we've expanded from Sacramento out to the Bay Area. Our name now is, of course, Air Systems Service and Construction.
Right.
And again, 25 years. It's our silver anniversary, and we're happy.
We are celebrating 25.
That's exciting, guys.
It's a lot of experience. Absolutely. 25 years.
When did you start with them? At the beginning?
25 years ago, 1996.
You know who he was working with before? He was working with, she's just right down the scene, Joan and Aaron.
Yeah, well, I was...
Spencer.
So
Spencer,
yeah.
That's
Spencer
building
names.
Names.
Spencer
yes,
building
I,
names.
I started off at Air Systems of Sacramento back. I was a pre-apprentice. I was working them for 2 years, and then I thought, well, I'm better in this, and I left and then realized, oh, I don't have a job, and I got in contact through a client with Aaron Spencer, and he hired me on over at Spencer Building Maintenance, and I had a great 4 years over at Spencer Building Maintenance. It was a great time. I love Aaron and Joan, great people.
Good company, yeah.
But again, I grew up in the air conditioning business. All I've known is air conditioning, residential and commercial. So I eventually went back to Air Systems, and that's the way it's been. Yeah, I came back in 2001, so I started in 96, left in 98, came back in 2001. Different position, though. I wasn't a pre-apprentice. I was making more than $14 an hour. But I was doing sales, which is a whole different world.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And looking back of what sales were back in 2001 to what we're looking at in 2021, wow, I'm glad I wasn't starting this year.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I totally see that the whole world is completely changed from sales to marketing to events to
social
interaction,
media, yeah.
Social media, yeah, you name it. And it's definitely a new techie world out there. And all those.
It's definitely made our job a little bit different, you know, as far, I mean, we can't go, you know, the old ways of knocking on doors and stuff
shaking
like that.
Hands.
That's,
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's almost.
Shaking hand, kissing babies.
Yeah.
Can't do any of that anymore.
No, it's almost non-existent, and it's interesting, but here we are with the podcast and things evolve from it.
Yeah.
Things evolve from it. Yeah. It's almost funny because it's almost made our jobs really hard.
Oh, it's impossible.
It's almost made
yeah.
the epidemics almost seem, if anybody's job's hard,
it's like, hey,
it's new development.
New, yeah.
Hey,
it's
do you
sales
want to do
and this? Marketing because obviously we can't go see our clients. We can't, I mean, they're not spending the money to be able to perform any of the work. I mean, we're at the halt of moving ourselves to our companies of what we can do and how, you know, relationships do get us far, but
it's thinking that we have to think outside the box.
And honestly, who's tired of Zoom meetings, okay?
Be honest.
And what do? Call someone, hey, do you want to have a Zoom lunch?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Let me send you a DoorDash.
Hey,
I'll ship you a
bottle of vodka and we'll have a virtual happy hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
I know.
Yeah. It's working. It doesn't work as well.
Agreed. Yeah.
That's what I'll say. I'll say it's not working as well, but it's, I mean, because back, I mean, obviously, look at Chris. He's made a career doing it.
Vice president.
He's all,
I'm looking
Vice
at
president.
So
look at Chris like, God, it's hurt his face over the years.
Oh God!
I mean, the dude's made a career doing it over the past 20 years, and
yeah.
like, it's not like anybody could go and follow in his footsteps and do the same thing he did.
Different.
It's different now.
Right.
It's like you have to create your own identity, and you have to create your different. It's, I mean, and it's made it 100 times harder.
You need a YouTube page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. True. All these youngins will sit there.
We could
there
do
and
that. Who? Ryan's
yeah.
World.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need people to stop at your page, subscribe and like.
Be
folks.
Funny.
CRE podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
The world is crazy, you know? So I guess it leads me to my next question. When COVID first started, what was your initial thoughts of being a business owner and how has it impacted your business overall?
Okay, so great story. So back in December of 19, I was having conversations with friends and they were asking, so what do you think if this COVID thing comes and hits the States, what's going to happen? Because I think right around that time, China was doing a lockdown, and I was like, oh, dude, it's not going to be that bad. It's not going to be that bad. Fast forward to probably the darkest moment of my career was St. Patrick's Day when we had just furloughed everyone. The office went from 50 people to around 8 people, and I was trying to do everything I could to keep the remaining 8 people's spirits high in the office. So I went, it was St. Patrick's Day. I went to go to my favorite restaurant, Dad's on Fair Oaks.
Yeah.
I went to go pick up some corned beef and cabbage. The owner at Dad's was there. She gave me my order. She was crying. She didn't know if her business was going to stay open.
Yeah.
I was still kind of struggling with this. I I took the corned beef and cabbage over to the office, and, you know, four or five people came to get it, and it was just, it was sad. It was depressing. I was like, wow, so this is the end.
Right.
You know, I honestly thought we weren't going to survive this because the phones weren't ringing. All the construction had stopped. Honestly, Brandon knows. We had to furlough everyone because we had no idea what was going to happen.
Yeah.
As a company, you know, when the money stops coming in the door, because checks stopped.
Yep.
There was, the mail was bills.
Yeah.
There wasn't anyone giving payment because everyone was doing the same thing. They're like, okay, pump the brakes.
Yep.
Hold on to our cash. Let's not do anything. And then so we had to do the same thing, pump the brakes. Of course, you know, at the time, we didn't really have cash. We were operating on
survival mode, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
So we had to furlough everyone and hope that it worked out for the best. And it was terrifying, to say the least.
It is.
Because after 25 years, it was at year 24. I was like, we ain't going to make it.
Yeah.
I'd even... freshened up my resume. I was like,
just in case.
Almost 50, wanting to be outside sales rep.
You mean 30?
Still has a little bit. Yeah.
50. Get out of here.
Still has a little bit left in the tank.
Still has a little in the tank. Outgoing, energetic, but has pain in the hips, knees.
He's getting ready to call Aaron Spencer again. Yeah. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah. He'd avoid my call. So, yeah, it was terrifying. And what we did is we had to get as lean and mean as we possibly can. And it's telling people we don't know what's going to happen and you have to go home is
horrible.
Yeah. And as a company that considers ourselves family, you know, we do enjoy spending time with each other and we care about their families. That was the most devastating thing I had to do. And then to not know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And the ownership, all of us, we stopped our pay because it was like the most important thing was the little business that we had going. We made sure we had to keep that going. And then as things started picking back up a little bit,
definition of essential business. It's crazy.
We started bringing a little. Thank God we had a lot of medical accounts.
Yeah.
That kept your doors open.
Yeah.
Abbott.
The
Bimbo,
Abbott's,
you know,
Bimbo's.
The,
yeah.
So
medical offices.
We had to bring people back as we had money coming in the door, and you know, again, for us and ownership, it was hard because people were furloughed. They got their pay was cut. They weren't getting the same amount of pay, and as much as we wanted to get our pay reinstated, we had to wait till everyone was whole and back up and running. And then, of course, then you still have the challenges because everything got more expensive. Business became more expensive.
Yeah.
Everyone's adjusting to COVID. You're doing this, you're doing that. Our clients were doing the same thing. They were paying a really close attention to how much money they were spending. And it was really hard. So
it was a timeship of sacrifices, right?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody from the top down had to make some form of sacrifice.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, whether it was technicians or, you know, salespeople like myself and office staff and ownership as well.
Right.
Like, you know, it's one of those times where sacrifices have to be made. People have to come together.
And
during
those
times.
The most difficult thing was the first thing you go to is, we need to get more essential business
right
now
in
a time where no one's making any changes, any decision changes.
Right.
No one's meeting with you. And,
you
know, we brought you all back for a meeting and said, okay, we understand sales has now become 50 times harder than it's ever been. And we want you all to do more and bring more business.
Sure.
Go get them.
I mean, that's really what it is, right? I mean, it really made our jobs pretty tough.
Yeah, it was miserable.
I know.
And you have no money, so don't.
No expense don't, account, just yeah, bring it in.
Exactly, don't
we
take
need
anyone
money,
to lunch.
You can't take it. Yeah, yeah. Gosh.
I mean,
a lot of companies sacrifice, and, you know, it's so sad to hear because majority of us are in commercial real estate, and when it happened, it was everybody was on hold. We're holding on to all the money, like you said. So for us to be able to survive and put food on the table for all of our families was, what do we do? I mean, you are in a shock of the world coming to a halt, and our jobs on the line. And a lot of property managers and whatnot, they had that capability to be able to work from home and still have their jobs and, you know, still chug along because obviously their tenants were still paying the buildings. But those vendors, you know, multiple vendors I know of, unfortunately did lose out a lot. So
struggle, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't make it. Which,
so
yeah.
On the flip side, though, you were able to, I mean, we were able to reevaluate how we go about doing business, right? As far as reevaluating
Absolutely.
Organization, how we're,
sure.
you know,
spending money.
How we're spending money,
well, right.
what we're doing. And I know we've, I mean, that's helped us out a lot.
Yeah, and understanding.
I mean, there has to be a bright side, right?
There's that. A long time ago, I heard the key in business is diversity. Making sure that you have revenue coming in from multiple areas and not completely
mm-hmm.
dependent on one, that
sure.
was the most
eye-opening.
Yes, because the commercial office building, they were all vacant.
Right.
And in the heating and air business, we need when something breaks and there's no one in the building, building owners aren't really concerned because they don't have to make the tenant happy.
Mm-hmm.
So everything was on hold, so there was no
right.
work happening. And we saw that our medical accounts
yeah.
were busy. Our manufacturing, the,
mm-hmm.
the food industry was
mm-hmm.
still moving.
Mm-hmm.
So we realized that we did a terrible job, especially in the Bay Area,
mm-hmm.
terrible job with diversification because we had one sector, commercial office building.
That's,
right.
that's where all our eggs were, right?
Yeah, all of our eggs
yeah.
were in one basket. And when that basket got broken, we had nothing.
Right.
So we made it a point to diversify. We went out specifically focused on markets that we didn't have before, knowing that at any given time there could be changes in the marketplace.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have diversity, just like with your stock portfolio, 100%. you want diversity in,
yep.
and in business that is never been truer.
Right.
Right
yeah.
now, I mean, and as a our business model, we can't go after, say, the retail sector. We're not the right tool for that
sure.
sector.
Yeah.
So we couldn't go after that kind of stuff, which was fine because retail sector, I think, was hurt the hardest.
Dude, it's out of all the markets, probably in the past 4 years, especially since Amazon's been
oh,
established,
yeah.
dude, it's
oh,
gone.
It's definitely
yeah.
changed.
Yeah.
It's changed.
Dramatically.
So, I mean, retail's, I mean, and we've been hearing that for the past 2 years, especially with, well, I remember when we used to have those. Remember those things called luncheons that we used to go to?
Yeah.
makes me feel old. It's crazy.
It's
remember those things called luncheons where we had the broadcasting of
yep.
the different markets, especially
yep.
at the beginning of the year?
Retail, industrial,
retails
commercial.
For the past few years have always
yep.
been saying, retail, I don't know. So
well, last one we went to was in January of 2020. We went to that market forecast and we...
Yeah.
We heard about all the work that was going, and we were like, okay.
Oh, yeah, you're talking
yeah,
about the one with
we
CBRE?
We got to go after that stuff.
Yeah.
And then the world changed quickly,
yeah.
and the carpet got pulled out from underneath us, and then
yeah.
everything came to a screeching halt, and then we had to rethink.
Yeah.
That was the CBRE's end-of-the-year forecast that they had for, wasn't it?
The brokers.
The brokers.
Yeah,
the CBRE
mm-hmm.
brokers.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was
at the Kimpton.
Yeah. And the weird thing is that we live in a time right now where we make predictions based on reoccurring data, but we never take into consideration anything that just comes in and wrecks that data and changes the world like
right.
what we went through. And how do you
the
plan for
the unforeseen?
Yeah,
I don't know, dude. I don't know how anybody planned for that.
Well, I think a lot of people are planning for that. I mean, you got a plan.
Business continuity plans, right?
Well,
isn't that what they are?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, for business structures.
Yeah.
You know, we're at our company, we have to be much more frugal and concerned about our money, our cash flow,
yeah.
and our bank status. I mean, all those different things are much more concerning now because we've got to be, like you've seen what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be a big company anymore. We want to shrink.
Stick in your niche.
Yes.
And,
yeah. and stay focused on areas we know we can make money on and not take risk.
Because
mm-hmm.
risk right now, it's not a good time for risk.
Specialization,
no, I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
It's called being specialized, being an expert.
Yep. Yep.
It's that next step in being a leader in the industry and becoming an expert in the industry.
Right.
And I agree 100%.
Unless one day I get to have my dream and open up a bar. That's
then we'll all just do all the happy
I
hours
know,
and
yeah.
events there.
Exactly.
Done
I'll give you guys a good deal.
A good deal.
It's always sunny in Chris's world.
It's a good thing that
it's always,
thinks
It would be a spinoff.
It might be a speakeasy if you're next shut down, but don't worry, it'll be there.
It's funny.
Well, as Chris, you know, majority of our listeners are in commercial real estate, and that is what we truly try to focus on. So, prediction from you as to what 2021 is going to foresee for all of us vendors and companies and buildings and whatnot. What are your thoughts on that?
I honestly predict there's going to be a lot of predictions. So, my best advice
would be... I predict there's a lot of predictions.
So true. Yes. Nobody knows.
Listen to all of them, because there's going to be a little bit of information that's going to fit us. In everyone's predictions. I mean, we don't know. I mean, like I said, we're dealing with the second wave. It looks like it's easing up, but we don't know. There might be another round of shutdowns. We don't know what the political environment's going to happen. Yeah. We know what the business sector is. Of course, we work in California, so we never know what the new move is going to be from our state government, where there might be new taxes, new regulations, new movements.
So, California kind of does its own thing when it comes to...
Sure do.
So listen to as much as you can. Digest what's relevant and make decisions based on what...
is best for you.
Yeah.
And your company.
And minimize risk.
And the best advice I can give everyone, you're asking for advice, worry about what you have control over. Right. We're in a world right now where everyone is so flared up and pissed off about everything, which we don't have control over, and then people get frustrated when they see other people going on about their life, having a good old time, and not too fired up or angry, and it's you can only control what you can control. Yeah.
Right.
So understand, if there's another lockdown, we're just gonna have to adjust.
I know.
If this goes away and things change, take advantage of that.
Right.
Yeah.
The most important thing of all of this is keep your head on straight. Don't lose your mind. Yeah, stay positive.
Stay focused.
Yeah.
Agreed.
We all know that you get what you give. So if you're giving the best you can give and you're giving out to the universe good energy, positive energy, and you're good to people, you're going to get something back in return.
Right.
It may not be the best thing in the world. You're not going to win the lotto, or you might. You never know. I'm playing.
It's true.
But
all we have is the lotto.
I know, but we can only can control what we can control.
I agree.
It's going to happen regardless how angry we are and how, you know, one of the greatest things I've done recently is gotten off social media.
Really?
I got off Facebook a
while. I'll do a little something now and then, but I'm completely off it because, you know what?
That's funny because Chris was, if you never followed Chris on Facebook, you can't do it now, but man, you have to go check it out. It's quite hilarious.
But the thing is, a lot of people throw stuff out on, where I was wrong was I was thinking that social media was a place to maybe change minds. And what it is social media is a place for other people to get the confirmation they want. It's an echo chamber to whatever position you have. You put something on Facebook, you're going to get haters and you're going to get people that
agree with you.
Yep.
And anger is our biggest issue right now as a nation. I think everyone can understand that the political party, Republican or Democrat, they love to take care of themselves.
True.
Very true.
When it comes to social media, if they're not charging us for their service, we're the product.
Right.
So they're taking advantage of. So just keeping your head straight and not giving in to all the world pressures and remembering.
Write it out.
Yeah. And that's why God created wine. Anyways.
I would agree.
Thanks again to the anonymous BOMA donor for today's wine.
Cheers. So that obviously leads us into marketing within majority of our companies. How do you see your company in the marketing world of 2021 this year and the new era coming up as well? It's a hard one.
That's
podcasting.
I know. More podcasts.
It's one of the top 10 ways to get out there. I've read a little bit about
it. Well, it's a hell of a lot better than a Zoom happy hour, I'll tell you that.
You know, you can listen to it whenever you want, when you're driving, when you're working out, whatever it is.
Yeah,
that's one avenue.
When I think about marketing, is how do you reach people that you want to do business with that don't know you? How do you make that connection? like you mentioned earlier, Brandon, how do you walk in that front door when front doors are closed?
Yeah.
I mean, people are still in business, but everyone's sensitive. You can't just walk in with a mask, a face shield, a full body condom. You can't just walk in and go, hi, I'd like to meet someone in the decision-making building. it just doesn't work that way. So one of the things that we've been working on is, and I have to look at my notes here. So we're going to do smaller personal events.
Sure.
Right. You know, one of the best things about this industry was industry partners. When I got in and started doing sales, meeting other people that, like, for example, so janitorial sales, like people did landscaping, people did parking lots. They all know people. They have relationships. They have friends. Getting back to the basics of developing your networking group, like you two. You guys are your own little networking group. You guys both have clients.
We share leads.
Share leads. And make it smaller, more personal events. People are going to be scared of big events. We know that. That's why we're not going to have our big luncheons. That's why we're not going to have all these big events. So why don't we just have a lot smaller ones? Like we've talked about, we've got a connection to an indoor golf range, Daddy Shack, which is...
That's great.
It is the most fun you can have in an hour to 2 hours and have drinks. Because, you know, golf, going out on a golf course takes 4 hours.
Or if you play it's draining.
Nine.
Yeah. Walking and carts and environment has to be right. And there's a lot of factors.
Right.
Yeah, if you want to give up 2 hours to go meet with some other people, or an hour, you can go over to a place like Daddy Shack. Or like, you know, the Sacramento Gun Club, like an indoor shooting range where you can go take a few people out. I mean, regardless of what political affiliation you have right now, people are concerned about their safety with society's situation.
Nuances.
So a lot of people want to get out there and practice some skills that they've
don't have.
Yeah, and just for their own personal protection or their family protection. Yeah. So doing a lot more small events and have them more often. And just have them be direct and focused. So if you get like two or three people from a certain company, you're going to give them that time for that moment and hope you can do whatever you can do to generate some business. But
More direct in asking, you know, what's your budget, what's your plan, what's your, you know, forecast that we can predict some type of business.
Yeah.
I mean, we know a lot of these companies can't give all, you know, just like you said, that you're not going to put all your eggs in one basket of, you know, sector-wise, but business-wise for the management companies, we understand that they aren't going to put all their eggs in one basket as well with their vendors. But to at least know, maybe you're going to get 20% of their portfolio, or five buildings are coming on board and you're going to be getting two out of the five, or whatever it is. Just be more direct with
contact. That'd be a great scenario. I mean, it's, and the biggest thing that I pick up, especially with marketing for any type of business right now, people like Chris, you know, and Candace, I mean, you guys are valuable because you guys already have those established connections, right? People who you can meet with, people, but it's getting into those new markets or anybody coming into the industry, like that's going to be a mountain to climb. The biggest gap is your own personal network, right? So, I mean, anybody listening, getting into the industry or trying to figure out how to make new networks, I mean, referral base has got to be huge right now.
And it's really important if you're going to get in to start, if sales is your area, you need to understand that it's an investment. It's time. A wise man once told me, and I think it might have been Aaron Spencer, but I don't want to give him credit on this podcast. Yeah, haha, Aaron. I know he doesn't listen, but
he's one of our listeners.
Business development is like farming. Okay, you want to plant the seeds. The more seeds you plant, the better chance you have and having a harvest.
Right.
So you want to, even if someone like Candace asking those questions, you know, what's this, what's that, what's your budget, like that, and even if they have a vendor that they prefer, having that opportunity to talk to them is basically planting a seed, giving them another option. So there, you never know when it's happened to us. You never know when there's going to be a fallout and they want to move to someone else.
Right.
And you want to have that seed planted that someone goes, you know what, I'm going to call this person because...
Yeah, you're the first thought for them.
Yeah, so that's why it's important to still try to get out, still try to plant the seed, try to be original. I know it's kind of hard in this world right now, but avoid the standards. Avoid the, can we do a Zoom check? Because those things are just...
Oh, I overwhelmingly bombarded yes. with them.
Oh,
yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
And
it's so impersonal. I mean, not to knock it, because that's what we have to. Yeah. I mean, in some incidents, in some occasions, in situations, we understand that it has to be used. It is becoming an industry standard. And air systems will go through those processes. Absolutely. But as far as doing them and being in Zoom, they're so impersonal.
Mm-hmm.
They're so impersonal. It's hard
Zooms are important for like budget meetings.
Sure.
Zooms are important for safety meetings. Zooms important for high level discussions where you're not really getting down into the minutia. But when it comes to sales, Zoom is not good.
No.
Emails are not good. And like you said, you can't just knock on a door and deliver donuts anymore.
No.
So I would say the best thing to do is to offer some type of escape from our current reality.
Yeah.
Like, let's say, there are still places that are open. If they're open to going and having a drink, go have a drink. If they're scared about going and having a drink, you know, let's go meet in a public park with some paper bags. Just kidding. Yeah. No, don't do that.
No, like in the beginning, there was a bunch of
people were doing that.
Brokers doing that.
Brokers were meeting in the park.
In parks. Bringing in lunch and
bringing in lunch, they bring their lawn chairs. They sit down.
Yeah, you gotta you're 6 feet apart. You gotta think outside the box, and you have to, you know, have those relationships with the people that are willing to still meet with you and take the time, because their world has changed. Our world has changed. We have to come to some type of an agreement to make it beneficial for all.
And everything's a good idea. And the
there's
more,
no bad ideas right now.
At this point, no.
And the more dumb the idea sounds,
right,
the more you should really look into that. Because we all have our biases. We think we're used to the way things happen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
sometimes, and I'm guilty of it, sometimes you hear something, oh my God, that's stupid. And then you think about it, like, God, that's actually...
I get that all the time.
A very stupid brilliant.
Yeah.
I get that all the time.
I'm not
going to
give
from
it
Chris.
Credit yet. Yeah, I know.
Brandon, don't...
That's why you keep
stop
him around.
It.
That's right. Yeah. Gotta keep people grounded.
Gotta pay for something.
Hey, I walked that line very gracefully, right?
Yeah.
Very gracefully.
That's a good time.
That's when you gotta tell them, okay, you can leave my office now because I feel enough.
I'm over it.
Hey, Bob Ross. Okay, Bob Ross.
Yeah. Hey, but again, you gotta look at
we've come up with
ideas.
Some good ideas.
Yeah.
Dunk,
the
clown.
The insulting clown.
The insulting clown was...
That was...
On the borderline genius from
every
both
idea,
of us.
Every idea I poo-pooed, my dirty words for today. I poo-pooed because I thought you guys, and I was very honest, I said, you guys are completely stupid. And then, what was it, after a day, I'm like, hey guys, I have a great idea. Why don't we do a dunk tank, and I'll dress up like a clown and insult people.
The cigarette was the topper.
Yeah.
You know, people still remember
dress
it.
Like a monkey.
Talk about it. Yeah.
Smoking a cigarette, playing the drums. Yeah.
At the trade show.
Absolutely.
One of these days, it won't be me being the clown. But anyways.
I got to find a new... Gosh. Yeah, we got to find somebody to fill that role.
But you know, let's... If you look at marketing and doing business development today, everyone runs around and tells everyone how great they are.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They go like, we've done this so good. Oh my God, look at us. We've done this so good. And after a while, it's just annoying. It's almost like...
It's the same thing. It's a broken
record. And you
broken
come across
record.
As, someone's in love with himself.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not what people want to see nowadays. What people want to see nowadays is, hey, we don't take ourselves too serious. Or, hey... We're human.
Hey, we're all
We're all in this together. Let's have a good time. And that's, I think that sends a better message, and that connects to people a lot better than just that the same old.
Right.
Here's why we're better.
The same old elevator pitch.
Yeah.
No,
the elevator pitch is not going to work anymore. It doesn't. The world's not set up like that.
If I was in an elevator and someone said, okay, you got 5 seconds to give me your elevator pitch, I'd unbutton my shirt because it would make the person so uncomfortable. That they would never forget it.
It's true.
But
look, you just got outside the box that
They'll never forget me. Yeah. Creepy as it
they
was.
They're like, guy remember? That took his shirt off.
Yeah. Then I'll send him Brandon and tell him, unbutton your top button on your pants. Just kidding.
I've done that, bro. I've been there.
Anyways.
Good time.
Hey. Yes.
You know?
All right, guys. Well, as we wrap up from this episode number 20, what kind of advice would you give if any new company were to be trying to come into commercial real estate at this stage of the game? I guess we could ask.
Yeah. I would wait 2 years. I would stay employed somewhere before jumping into this market because, as we've seen with all the new elements, the transitions, the new administrations, the now that list of unknowns is growing. I would definitely pause on jumping in right now. Things are expensive. You don't want to jump in when things are expensive.
Sure.
Goes back to risk, right?
Yeah, it's all about the risk. It's not a good time to throw your money in a high risk situation because I honestly don't see, like I said, if you're betting and you're going to go all in, you might want to have a real good hand before you jump all in.
Sure.
And right now, I would fold and wait a little bit because...
Work for a company that can support you.
Absolutely.
Educate you.
Yeah. And let's see where the market is because everyone's talking about the Great Reset, the new normal. You hear all these buzzwords and they're out there for a reason because... everything's going to be different than what we've seen in the past 4 years. So why jump in based on information you had from the past 4 years? Right. Why don't you wait and see what the next 2 years shows and then make a strategic plan based on trends you're seeing at that point before jumping in? It's just, again, I'm not a gambling person.
Right. I think it's a great analogy. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns, like you said. It's hard. It's going to be very hard for entrepreneurship to happen within this industry. And if it does happen, it's going to have to be in some type of radical form,
yeah,
right? It's going to have to be like some new tech or some new thing.
Let's
like,
be honest. Look at all the businesses that are leaving California right now. Regardless of the yep. And this has nothing to
do with it. It's a hot topic. A lot of businesses.
Silicon Valley is looking at being more like a corporate office address and less the center, the tech center, because these companies are leaving because they understand that
cost of doing business.
Texas, Colorado, Arizona, yep. it's much more cost effective,
right?
If you're in business, because I don't care what anyone sees. These guys all have stockholders.
Yeah.
They all got to be responsible for stockholders.
Yep.
And as much as they have started off in California and love California.
Made money. They probably made a lot of money in California.
Made a lot of money in California. But California now is too much.
Make their money
risk.
And get out.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
too much of a risk.
You don't want government being on the payroll. You know that you have to pay your taxes. But it's another thing to have them like in your corporate meetings and like helping you make decisions for your business. Like, whoa, time out.
Right.
We're a private business.
Right.
Yeah, you're a state.
Yeah.
You know, we get it. And California is a great state. I love California. I mean, I'm always open to new states and moving out. But right now, my business is based out of California.
Sure.
And I want to stay in California, but...
This is it.
We need...
You've learned how to... Air Systems done well for themselves for the past 25 years. So we've learned how to create a business. And
it hasn't been easy. Again, if
true.
You look at... you look, for example, we're a union company.
Yeah.
You know... we're always it's the same thing. We have two governments we have to deal with. We have to deal with the union and we have to deal with the state of California. They're constantly asking for more money.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then but we have to provide a service to the private sector. We can't always go to them for the increases that we're getting because there's too much non-union competition.
The market dictates.
If we can get our state government and our unions to understand that the market bears what the market can bear.
Yeah.
Right.
And get them to get their own house in order where they don't have to constantly go to us. Because all there is, when was the last time you heard of a tax reduction?
Never.
Never.
Just gets
once paused.
Once
there's a new tax, it stays forever. What we need is we need for California to understand that, yeah, it's a great state. We have great weather. That's fantastic. Wow. Oh my God, we can go skiing. You're
talking about, man.
And to the ocean in one day. I was like, oh my God, I can go.
I love it.
To a desert.
Yeah. Which, how often do you guys ever go? I think about that all the time. I don't go to Tahoe as much as I should.
I can't afford it.
It's an hour away. And then why don't I go to the city or the beaches?
Yeah.
I don't. I always.
Yeah. For me, it goes back to that word, like Chris was saying earlier. It's the diversity in California.
Yeah.
That's what I love. I love being. I mean, I do love those things.
Sure.
I love being able to go to Tahoe, to the beach. You know, I'm privileged enough to have a great father-in-law who has a place in Bodega Bay. So we we do that all the time.
Your father-in-law says, "Give you an extra weekend." No, I grew up in Southern California.
I give him enough hard time that I can give him a plug.
In Southern California, we used to brag that we can go up to Big Bear, go skiing, and then go surfing in the same day. Just go down.
Yeah.
So true.
It was a 2.5-hour drive, and
yeah,
we usually drink too much. But anyways, it was it was possible.
That's the usual.
Yeah, it was possible.
That's the usual.
But
so fun.
But
yeah,
for businesses today,
it's rough.
Wait.
I would agree.
Yeah.
100% agree to that.
Yeah. Fold your hand right now. Stick with what you're doing and let's
write
wait,
it out.
Wait till there's a better hand.
Yeah.
And not
unless it's a YouTube video.
Well, and here's this. And Brent and I've experienced. We've got air conditioning companies coming out of the woodwork right now. It's like everyone suddenly is doing air conditioning. It's like,
yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
yeah.
Well, I guess coming from somebody who's not in air conditioning,
let's talk about
is that because they're thinking that the air filters are needed because of the COVID, so then they think they can profit that quickly within businesses?
No, I think it's a lot of people are looking for essential services, and what we just went through, air conditioning is an essential service. Plumbing is an essential service.
Sure.
And so,
which is crazy because all the filters, all the stuff that's actually both in the residential world and commercial world right now, the MERV 13 filters, what's needed, all the bipolarization, like virus mitigation in buildings and in places of work is a very important topic right now.
Can we have a brief, honest moment?
That's what we want here at Bridge CRE. Honestly.
So I want to hear it.
So
the truth matters.
After all the information we've digested about air and COVID,
right.
I mean, the number one thing to keep offices safe is to tell people that if you even think you're sick,
right,
stay home.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter, because we at our office, we have UV lights, high wall UV lights that kill everything. We keep humidity control going all the time.
We have hand washing.
We have hand washing too. We've got filters.
We got masks.
Bipolar ionization. We have all these things.
We got signs on doors.
If someone is sick and he walks through a space and coughs, there's nothing you can do about it. It is in the immediate airspace, and you've got a great chance, regardless of the precautions you've taken.
Sure.
You could have a mask on, and you will still get it.
Yeah.
They could have a mask on and still give it. The most important thing is for people to be, like I said,
common
be smart.
Sense.
Yeah, common sense.
Literally.
If you don't feel good, stay home.
Stay home. You can work from home.
Yes.
That's the cool part about these companies realizing you can get the job done. You still can bring in a
answer
paycheck
your email.
And
you
get
do
the job
stuff.
Done.
Yeah.
There's no need to go into offices these days, which unfortunately sucks for us in commercial real estate, not having the tenants in the buildings.
That's
going to
be the big thing, right? That's
going to
be what they're weighing out.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, but you know, when it comes to the commercial real estate industry and COVID, obviously there's going to be a lot of changes. In my opinion, I think they're going to be changing Title 24. They're going to be making some changes to the way office buildings are designed.
Right.
I think the wide open space might be a thing of the past.
Right.
They're going to have more smaller sectors with their own return airs, their own suppliers.
I agree.
Areas where we can capture
more controlled environment.
More controlled. Absolutely. And then just like I said, and less open space.
Yeah.
Which is it's disappointing for building owners because it increases the cost of tenant improvements. And regardless, okay, let's say someone wants to jump into the air conditioning business because they think there's money in there, selling MERV 13 filters or whatever. You're still taking from the same pot of money.
Right.
Building owners only have so much money.
Exactly.
They only collect so much rent. They only have so much money. So you can't really take advantage of a situation because they only have so much money.
Right.
And we all suffer.
Well, the state really hasn't came out and mandated anything.
No, and hopefully...
That's the thing. Hopefully they don't
come back with anything stupid that just makes it even more expensive to do business to Sacramento.
Right.
I think a private business and a building owned by a private owner, they have a responsibility to do the things as a business in that space to mitigate the issue of COVID.
Right.
Now,
well, any virus bacteria,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, any virus. I mean... It is kind of funny, and we're not going to get into the topic how influenza suddenly disappeared because everyone's getting COVID. But anyways.
Tells me that every day. Where did influenza go, Brandon?
But it was an issue. I mean, how bad was it when people would come in and work sick and they're sitting in their cubicle hacking and dying? You're like, why are you here?
It goes back to the thing. A lot of people, I think a lot of people would try to go in and work to do that to prove themselves. Like, oh, you know, I'm sick, blah, blah, I could go into work, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, or
I mean, these people,
they wanted to save their PTO and vacation pay.
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too.
Yeah. I get it, but...
There's other factors, yeah.
Like when my daughter was in daycare, I was getting
sick
nonstop.
Yeah.
And I would have to just stay home because I don't want to get everyone else sick.
Totally.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm like everyone else. I only get so much PTO.
Yeah.
And plus, it doesn't even matter because I never maxed out my PTO. It means I need to take vacations. You're talking.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you're 25.
I got a baby coming, so I'm going to make use of it.
You're 25. I've never taken a vacation.
Well, I take about a week.
You do.
Every
I know.
Year. I want to take.
I know.
You need longer.
Yeah. I know. I need.
You need a little reset.
I
want
to move to Australia.
You need to go on the European.
I know. Well, in Australia, it's a month.
Is it?
To do that, yeah.
Wow.
So fun.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Well.
Anyway, lastly, thank you again, anonymous donor, for today's wine. Much appreciated.
All right.
What
cool.
A good conversation.
I think
thank
that's what we
so
have,
much,
right?
Thank you so much, Chris. We truly appreciate all your input, support, and information.
My
you know?
Pleasure. I hope all 9 people listen to this.
Well, yeah, let's start. We got to, you know what? That's one thing we need to work on. Taking this year off is really, I mean, I think by the end or by the beginning of 2020, we had actually quite a few listeners. And so now we're going to have to redevelop that back again.
Yeah,
so hopefully this is a great way to start it off, Chris. Thank you.
Yes. And for all you listeners out there, if you are listening, definitely refer us and tell other people to tune on in because you never know who we're going to be bringing on as a host and how it could potentially help you, whether it's your future coming into the industry or if it is something that
established.
You just want to get educated.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know a lot about HVAC, but just listening to Chris,
you
learn more and more every day, and that's the best part about, you know, tuning in and listening. Obviously, we are always here to help those newbies out there in growing your network and whatnot. So we always like to help you guys. If you ever need anything, reach out to us in that way. We do want to share that we do have a couple job openings that we're very aware of, which would be first one, Westfield Galleria Mall is looking for a facility manager for operations. We also have the UC Davis facility for an operation manager as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have Able Facility Services looking for a manager. Juno Commercial is looking for a maintenance tech. Ethan Conrad is looking for a property accountant, and Buzz Oates is looking for a senior property manager. If you know of anybody that would be a good fit for those, you can reach out to us and we will put you in contact with those correct people. As a recap as well, we want to make sure that everyone is supporting J. Elm Solution, who is our number one fan here.
Yeah.
Hosting
Shout
us.
Out. Thank you.
Thank you, Julia, Atati, and all of your team for always being there for us. We truly appreciate it. And congratulations on your new building. They are now located at 2830 Marconi Avenue in Sacramento. If you guys have not been here, it is an adorable little place, and they made our podcast room very, very cute for us. So you should definitely pop on in and see it, or if you are interested in coming on to our podcast, let us know, and we will get you on our schedule. We are going to be having this at least once a month. We are trying to go 2 times a month. So again, if you're interested, reach out. We will definitely put you on our schedule, and you can promote your company and support the organization.
Yeah,
of course,
let's talk.
Number 4 organizations that we always love to support, which is part of JLM Solutions, is BOMA, Sacramento, IREM, CREW, and IFMA.
Yeah.
So... to wrap up episode 20, thank you again so much, Chris. We truly appreciate having you on.
You're
welcome. Thank you, Brandon, for coordinating all of this.
Anytime.
Getting it all scheduled.
Absolutely.
And we will see you guys on the next episode. Thanks again for tuning in.
Thank you.